everybody. Flippin' Danny here, founders of the Freedom Real Estate Group, family of companies, and welcome to another episode of our podcast, which is called
Freedom Through Passive Income.
That's right, and welcome to another episode. Now, this is part of a series, and this is one, two, three, four, five, number five.
Yes.
Five. We got one more tomorrow or whatever the day it is because of different things. So we have one more episode after this one to wrap up the series, but this one is how your personality dictates your returns, and this is type D personality.
Yes. So the great thing about this episode and why we wanted to do it was because we all are different in some way, shape, or form. And so I came across an article a while ago, actually, and I had kind of bookmarked it. I can't remember how I did it, but it came up today because we were talking about... not today, but it came up when I was preparing for I prepare 10 episodes at a time. Mm-hmm. It came up when I was talking about the 1% and how part of the 1%'s top four rules of how they invest differently than the middle class was according to their personality type. And I thought, hey, we've gone into the personality type quite a few times because we're interested in it and it helps us learn ourselves. So why not dive in?
Right.
And so this series has been all about that and it's been fun. We're kind of playing along with you guys. Mm-hmm. And at the end of every single description of a personality type, Flip and I talk about how it relates to us. And we assign it a percentage. Right. Mm-hmm. And then on our last episode, which is number 6, we're going to put it all together and talk about how it applies to us as investors.
Right. So right now, out of 100%, you're at 98%.
Yeah, only because you made me go to 98%, by the way.
Yeah, because I wouldn't let you do the final 2%.
Yep.
And out of 100%, I'm at 160%. So I'm doing pretty good.
Yes.
All right. So type D.
Type D, which is otherwise known as the non-investor. So, these individuals really believe in inertia, which they have no shortage of. They prefer to stick to the trodden paths and established routines over the uncertainty of change. These are followers of the spent actions and executors of the direct commands. You will find them doing their best not to stretch their neck out when it comes to taking responsibility and risk. With the help of professionals in the field of personality development and through sheer power of self-motivation or self-improvement, these people can overcome their handicap to some extent.
These individuals, which make 21% of the population, are afflicted by negativity such as worry, irritability, gloom, etc., and hardly feel self-assured. To avoid rejection, they avoid opening up and sharing their negative emotions. This causes them to suffer from enormous amount of stress, which makes them prone to heart-related diseases. The studies show that as many as 18 to 53% of cardiac patients have type D personality.
So as we read this one right before we press record, this one made me a little bit sad that there are these types of people out there in the world.
Yep.
Right? You don't even really realize it until you read an article like this. And again, credit goes to the Total Balance blog. That's where I read the article, you know, a little while back and bookmarked it to say, hey, this is something interesting because we study personality types. But this one just makes me sad that it's that high of a percentage of our population includes these type of people.
And so on each one, we always talk about the five traits.
Yes.
So the five traits in this one is distressed, negative, pessimistic, depressed, and socially inhibited.
Yeah.
So I've been doing the 50 to 60 or 20 to 40, but this one I have to say this one I'm at a zero on.
Yeah, and I'm happy to say that I'm at a zero on this one too.
Yep.
And the other ones, I wasn't happy to say I was at zero. It just was not my personality type. This one just. I fear for people like this. I feel like these are when you see memes on social media platforms about the sheep and the followers. I feel like this constitutes a lot of people who maybe don't have the desire or the inspiration or the motivation to, you know, achieve their own dreams. Maybe they don't even have dreams, right?
Yep.
And so when it comes to social things, I'm guessing that they just follow, you know, the people around them.
Yep.
So if you're doing this, that means I'm doing this. And if you have this opinion, then I have this opinion, right? They don't work to, you know, figure things out for themselves and figure out their own identity. So, you know, it's unfortunate to be talking about D and I hope those that are in that you feel like that you have some of these personality characteristics in the D profile. You know, I hope that you do use things like, you know, personal development, self-help, that type of stuff. Even you and I just clearly said we don't relate to this, but we still do self-development, mm-hmm. self-help. Yep. Like, we're very much, I want to be better, 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 better. Mm-hmm. So I hope this personality type has some type of motivation to try and get out of those type of characteristics. Mm-hmm. So if you find yourself of those five that Flip just mentioned, even doing 1, 2, 3, whatever, hopefully you've got enough of the rest that's going to take you and lift you out mm-hmm. of that personality yep. type. Because I think that's not a personality type that takes you to where you want to get to your dreams. There's things mm-hmm. within those traits that are holding you back mm-hmm. And you need to move forward and past them.
Yep. And there was a time in my life that I wouldn't say that I was even 20% of this personality, but I was some of this personality, and it was just the time of my life. But I remember we bought a whole bunch of Tony Robbins, you know, different series and whatever, and just every day I'd listen to Tony Robbins, and it really lifts you, you know, it really lift me out, and it really helped me out. You know, and you can go from one personality type to another. Although I think that the one, I think it was C. I don't know if that that personality can go to another personality. They're into that personality.
Yeah, I think they're going to dominate. They're going to be dominant C. Uh-huh. But I think that they can. Like, we had talked about people that we know personally, mm-hmm. About team members and how valuable that they mm-hmm. are. It's a strategic play to have a type C, especially if you're mm-hmm. an A or a B, right?
Yep.
And so we had talked about that, and I had mentioned a few of the people that I said, oh, but he's very social, actually. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I do think that you can play in a few worlds. Mm-hmm. So even if you're a strong C, I believe that the dominance there doesn't mean that you're not maybe some B or some mm-hmm. A. So it's really interesting to study this type of stuff. I'm really glad we did these episodes. I can't wait to actually now put it all together in our last episode.
That's right.
Because it's really putting you in the hot seat, because all I'm going to do is go, I said 100, you told me 98, so I'm pushing myself back to 100.
Yeah, well, that's not very fair.
And then you're going to have to take your 50 to 60 of A, and then 50 to 60 of B, and then 20 to 40 of C, and you're going to have to figure out exactly where you land. So I'm very interested to take part in the next episode.
I might just all see it undo 47.349% of one.
So the personality type of C,
it jumps out.
That's funny.
Well, we hope that you enjoyed this episode. We've got one more, and that's going to be the wrap up of these personality traits. But make sure you're heading on over to our website, freedomcapitalinvestments.com, to join our investor club and to see all the stuff we're doing behind the scenes. But again, make sure you're checking us out on all the social medias and getting any questions, requests, or whatever it may be. But we like to end all of our episodes with
Invest Smart,
Live Happy. Bye everybody.
Nothing on this show should be considered specific, personal, or professional advice. Please consult an appropriate tax, legal, real estate, financial, or business professional for individualized advice. Opinions and information on the show are not guaranteed. All investment strategies have the potential for profit and loss.